Part 2. Conversations.
Hi, Marvin. Ready for our big day out?
Sure, Tom. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, let's look at the tube map and see where we are going. So here we are, in Maidenhead. Here. Look, the Elizabeth line is the purple line here. It runs all the way from Reading, west of London, to Shenfield, in the east. That's over 100 kilometres. I read online that the Elizabeth line stops at 41 stations and that they had to build 10 new stations. Altogether, it took 14 years to build the new train line and cost over £19 billion. It was so expensive.
Yeah, you're right. But it has made travelling to London so much easier. My sister lives in West Drayton, here. And she travels to Bond Street in London every day. It used to take 50 minutes, but now it only takes 23. That's great if you work in London. And Liverpool Street Station to Paddington Station now takes 10 minutes instead of 20. It's so quick.
So, where are we going to go first?
I think we should get out at Slough first. It's raining now, so I thought we could go to the ice arena and go ice skating. You can also try ice karting there, which sounds fun. It's like go-karting, but on ice.
Okay, and afterwards let's travel into central London. We could get out at Farringdon and go to Smithfield's meat market for lunch. It's apparently the biggest meat market in the UK. They have been selling meat there for over 800 years. It's impressive. You can get anything there. If we get there at around 12 p.m, we could have lunch there.
I'll just go online and see when it's open. Oh, that's strange. It opens at midnight and closes at 7 in the morning.
What? Who wants to go shopping at 3 a.m? Oh, I think I know why it is only open at night. It is a market more for butchers and supermarkets who buy meat to sell the next day. Tourists can still go there and see what the market is like, but not during the day.
Let's go to Slough first and wait and see. Hurry up, Tom. The train is about to leave. That was fun, wasn't it? I love the ice skating. Let's go into London now. I think we should go all the way to Stratford and go to Olympic Park.
What can you do there?
Well, the park is quite nice, but the highlight is definitely the ArcelorMittal Orbit.
The what?
The ArcelorMittal Orbit. It's a tall tower, and it is also the world's tallest and longest tunnel slide. So you can slide all the way from the top down to the bottom. It is 178 meters long. The first part of the slide is glass, so you have great views over London. But then you go into darkness and shoot down to the bottom. It's really fast.
Wow, I would like to try that.
I read on the website that it is made of steel, most of it recycled steel, which came from broken washing machines and old cars. Anyway, after Olympic Park, we could go back to Liverpool Street Station and go to the Bank of England Museum. There is an exhibition there at the moment about slavery. You can also learn all about the history of English money, from gold bars to coins to banknotes.
It doesn't sound too interesting. Are you sure you want to go?
It's free. My dad quite liked it.
Well, if you say so. Can we go to Canary Wharf afterwards? I'll be hungry by then, and we could go to the night market. It's only open once a month, and it's tonight. It's in Montgomery Square.
Yeah, good idea. I love it there. The modern skyscrapers are really impressive.
You can eat street food, listen to live music and play mini golf. The food trucks are crazy. You can buy American burgers, Italian pizza, and Korean bibimbap.
Bibim? What?
Bibimbap. It's a special rice and vegetable dish from Korea. I had one before Christmas. It was really spicy. I loved it.
Okay, that sounds like a great plan. When is the last train back to Maidenhead?
I think at 11 p.m. We should get back okay, as long as we are not late. There are 12 trains an hour. That's one every 5 minutes. Oh, look, we're just arriving in Liverpool Street.